Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Provo City getting a new water treatment plant that officials say will also help combat harmful algal blooms that often appear in Utah Lake.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage Utah's water. Adam?
Amanda, this new plant is going to replace the current system that's roughly 70 years old. Officials say once it's fully up and running, millions of gallons of water will pass through it every day. And when it does, the system will take out roughly 80% of the nutrients in it that help algae grow once it reaches Utah Lake. The new plant is expected to be fully operational by March of next year. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Division of Water Quality Director John Mackey tells KSL-TV that even with a new treatment plant, it could take some time before we see a big change at Utah Lake.
It's not going to happen overnight. 2 or 3 years for the new nutrients to replace the water that's already there.
The new plant, as Adam just said, can process up to 21 million gallons of water per day. Utah Lake, the largest freshwater lake in the state.
A big project along the shores of Utah Lake that has been put on pause for 2 years could once again see some momentum. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera spoke with Vineyard City Councilman Jake Holdaway.
That pause was due to controversy surrounding the now-defunct Lake Restoration Solutions, the developer who originally wanted to create islands by dredging the bottom of the lake. Holdaway is ready to move forward following positive conversations with new leadership at the Utah Lake Authority, who some residents still feel the effects of the lack of transparency in the past, but Holdaway believes that's changed.
I would just say give us some patience, and you're going to be excited about the results of Utah Lake in the coming months.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
About 100 dams in Utah need repairs, and it could take more than a lifetime to get them all fixed. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage, Utah's water. Peter?
Tim, I'm here at Mountain Dell Reservoir, and I see the white wall of a dam and plenty of bushes and trees where the water usually should collect. But to fix the 100 dams across the state, Assistant State Engineer of Stream and Dam Safety Operations Everett Taylor breaks down the state's progress.
I'd say about 80 that we've done evaluations on, but really haven't started any rehabilitation design or construction. And then 20 that are in some phase of that.
Taylor says these are all high-hazard dams.
High hazard if they failed, high likelihood of loss of life. Moderate hazard if they fail, high likelihood of significant property damage.
Current funding from the legislature allows only one dam safety project per year, so we're looking at a century before all of these are patched up and ready to go. Reporting live from Mountain Dell Reservoir, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. Baltimore City is pointing the finger at the company that owns the cargo ship that lost power and took down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They say the ship had known power issues and should not have left the port. Meanwhile, the downed bridge is impacting consumer prices nationwide.
Salvage crews have opened 3 temporary channels to allow some vessels to pass through, about 15% of normal traffic. But the main shipping channel is expected to remain closed for several more weeks.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert says Baltimore has filed a legal claim against the shipping company seeking unspecified damages.
A 17-year-old is recovering after falling 40 feet while rappelling.
The Grand County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Crew was joined by County Emergency Medical Services personnel and people with the Bureau of Land Management in rescuing the teen who had fallen about 40 feet. A Facebook post says after the fall, the teen was able to use a Garmin InReach device to notify rescuers of his location.
KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff says we're waiting to get an updated condition on the teenager.
First look traffic now. It takes us back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, slowdowns continue to be an issue. I-15 from Lehigh. In fact, we've got a crash just before the overpass at SR-92 Timpanogos Highway, although that's over to the left. The delays really begin where the crash is and go all the way up into Draper, just past Bangor Highway. Still have traffic sluggish on Bangor at several intersections on the west side, and the southbound drive on I-15 pretty heavy from Ogden down into Roy. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is exciting. Construction now underway on a high-speed rail system that will take people from L.A. to Las Vegas. Brightline Railways Chief Wes Eden says his crews are excited to get to work.
We're the only industrialized country in the world that doesn't have a high-speed rail in America, and 4 years from now, we won't be saying that anymore.
Be nice if it would spread across the rest of the country.
Yeah.
The high-speed line is supposed to be up and running before the 2028 Summer Olympics in L.A.
Maybe if enough people ride it, it will extend. UTA is planning to start construction on its S line at Fairmont Station in Salt Lake City this summer. The line will be extended along 1100 East and Simpson Avenue. There will also be new double tracking between 5th and 7th East to help ensure the streetcar runs every 15 minutes. It's set to be finished in 2026.
In sports, a new ranking from The Atlantic is showing who is the most overrated player in the NBA. That's according to players in the league. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with who won the title. Michael.
Tim, the spot went to former Jazz center and current Minnesota center Rudy Gobert. Now, there's no denying the guy's talented, but it didn't stop other league players from handing him the title of being overrated. Now, Gobert's been the target of smack talk for quite some time now, but one of the big things brought to mind among pollsters was this moment in 2020 when he touched all the mics in a press conference in a mockery against coronavirus. Now, shortly after this, he tested positive and the NBA shut down for the pandemic. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
The dates are set for the return of the PGA Tour to Utah. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Black Desert Resort will host the inaugural Black Desert Championship in St. George, October 9th through 13th of this year. Week-long activities include a pro-am opening day Thursday, first and second rounds Friday and Saturday, trophy presentation on Sunday, October 13th. A celebratory kickoff was held in Greater Zion with Governor Spencer Cox in attendance, along with representatives from Black Desert Resort. Public general admission passes and daily hospitality tickets will be available for purchase later this summer in June. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Got to be honest with you, when Amanda and I are sitting here looking at all those cars on the road, we say, yeah, maybe coming into work at 3 o'clock, just not that bad.
Not so bad.
It's busy on the roads out there, but I do believe we're crash-free. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I am listening for the traffic.
I'll always know if somebody's going to be late to work.
That's often what's on when I'm driving.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines
on KSL News Radio.
It's going to be here before you know it.
Here comes the summer. Like a wave of change.
Soda Weight Loss wants to help you look amazing in your swimsuit and shorts, but you got to get started right now at SodaWeightLoss.com. No time? Try Soda's at-home program with all the support you need online.
I didn't realize how unhealthy I was. When you start losing the weight, even that first 5 pounds, this enormous amount of confidence starts to build in you. You start to realize, like, oh, this is possible for me.
That's Lauren, and she's let go of 35 pounds with Soda. With their help, I let go of 37 pounds, and I've kept it off for over 2 years now. That's because Soda works. It's absolutely changed my life. Soda helps you break food addictions and get healthy for the rest of your life. It's why they have more than 8,700 Google reviews and countless before and after pictures and videos of people living the results every single day. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. That's S-O-T-A WeightLoss.com.
Are you ready for the security implications of Microsoft Copilot? Learn at the annual WebCheck Cyber Summit, April 25th. Register today at WebCheckSecurity.com. That's WebCheckSecurity.com.
Hey, have you saved more than $200,000 in an IRA or 401k? You may not realize it now, but you've got a big problem on your hands. And that problem is taxes. Because if you don't take advantage of some tax planning strategies now, Uncle Sam could take a big chunk of your hard-earned retirement savings. Learn how you could reduce the taxes on your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions. If you've saved more than $200,000, schedule your free tax strategy session now by calling 801-896-9622. Discover the tax planning strategies that could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. Call 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
We're following another one of those dam stories this morning, which sounds a little funny. Didn't you look up how many dams there are in the state?
Oh, there's 700.
And we were both surprised at that.
I was surprised when he said 100 of them needed repair. I thought, there are 100 dams. There are 700.
Yeah.
Is that insane?
In many of these cases, there's people living below those dams.
Yeah.
We are following that story today with our Peter Johnston and talking about how long it may take to make all those repairs as well. Right now, let's see how long it's going to take you to get to work at 8:09. Traffic and weather together. brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy, that's a lot of cars.
Yep, and a lot of slowing right now, and we haven't been able to see a reason specifically for it. Nothing blocking traffic on I-15, but just after you pass the IKEA, suddenly traffic speeds up again. The backups actually start on the Utah County side of Point of the Mountain, including a crash on the left shoulder just before Timpanogos Highway. Heather?
We're looking good through Weber and Davis County. For the most part, you do have some typical slowdowns southbound 15, leaving Ogden at 31st Street all the way into Roy. And then again, as you make your way closer to downtown Salt Lake City, haven't seen any delays all morning on Legacy Parkway, but US 89, a bit of congestion right around the I-84 interchange in South Weber. Eric?
In Lehigh, we got a traffic trooper telling us there's an accident, a city street accident, Adobe Way at Digital Drive, Silicon Slopes, and elsewhere in Utah County. No problems on I-15 until you run into those slowdowns right around Triumph Boulevard, but you have usual delays northbound Redwood Road from Lehigh's Main Street up to 2100 North, and then getting over to the freeway, usual slowdown spots up 2100 North, Lehigh's Main Street, and Pioneer Crossing. Out in the Wasatch Back, no problems northbound from Heber City up to Park City. Did you know simple maintenance rejuvenates your asphalt roof for 30 to 50% longer? Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free assessment today. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, a couple warmer than yesterday. We'll go 74 today with partly cloudy skies. Overnight, clouds roll in, maybe a sprinkle, but mild because of the cloud cover. 53 is the overnight low. Tomorrow, that will go to 80 degrees and mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It is cloudy out there this morning, 54 degrees.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll be talking with Debbie Dujanovic about these Googlers who were, people who work at Google were fired over their protests of the company's business dealings with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
More on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Remember to look for us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. Let's see if we can save you money today. And I hate even phrasing it like that because we know we can save you money today on everything if you just do your shopping at NPS.
Why would you want to pay more? I mean, if you go there right now, every day everything is 20 to 70% off. But right now there's an additional 50% off makeup. How much money do you spend on makeup a year? Mm-hmm. Go stock up at NPS while it's that marked down, and you'll be paying just pennies on the dollar.
If you have kids and you need shoes, 30% off shoes right now. That's in addition to that 20 to 70% off. Also 25% off on the hardware aisle. And here's something. They have an industrial store in Salt Lake City that's right across the street from the other store. And because weather's warming up and people are starting to think about getting outdoors, tents and sleeping bags are marked another 30% off.
As are canopies and folding camp chairs and swimming pools and accessories. So you don't want to pay more than you have to. Shop at NPS.
Save your money today by shopping at NPS in Layton, in Orem, and those two stores I told you about in Salt Lake City.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221. Or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We all have those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. I mean, for you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, a reliable connection in every room, and power for all your devices. Even when everybody's online, that's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only on the Xfinity 10G network. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home now through June 21st. New customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY. That's 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Provo is getting a new water treatment plant that officials say will also help combat harmful algal blooms on Utah Lake. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a 17-year-old is recovering after falling 40 feet while rappelling in Grand County.
Third, a look at traffic and weather together.
Well, we've got an emergency vehicle on the side of I-215 just north of California Avenue. There's apparently a fire on the hillside near the freeway. But we've got more delays on I-15 right now. Biggest delay stretch is from Lehigh all the way to Draper. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
70s again today, but 80s in store tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's 54 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Let's get that look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Beginning today in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York, a hearing on whether the former president should be held in contempt for violating a gag order, as prosecutors allege he has multiple times. With more on what happened Monday during the opening day of testimony, here's ABC's Mark Remillard, who's got more on what happened during Monday's first day of testimony.
Both sides offering their opening arguments Monday before prosecutors called their first witness, David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, who prosecutors say was working with Trump in order to catch and kill damaging stories about Trump in the run-up to the 2016 election. Pecker, who is testifying under subpoena and has an immunity agreement, outlined his publication's practices of so-called checkbook journalism, where it would pay for the exclusive rights to stories. Pecker will be back on the stand this morning. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
As Donald Trump sits in a New York courtroom, his November opponent is headed to Florida. President Biden to campaign on the issue of abortion in Tampa. Next week, a ban on all abortions past 6 weeks goes into effect. Members of the Senate are headed back to Washington today to vote on the House's $95 billion aid bill that includes money for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and a demand that TikTok's Chinese owners divest from the social media company. ABC's Selena Wang has more on that.
This could be a very complex process. TikTok is going to fight this in the courts, and the Chinese government could block a potential sale. And even if it were actually banned in the U.S., it's not just going to disappear from your phones. Instead, it could die a slow death where the app is banned in the app store, so new users can't join TikTok and existing users can't get their updates.
Pro-Palestinian protests growing on college campuses nationwide. 150 arrests made at NYU last night. Google has fired another 20 workers who the company says protested against Google's cloud computing deal with the Israeli government. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, we reported on this morning, and Deb's here because I guess you're going to continue to talk about these Google employees that were fired.
Yeah, that's what ABC News was just talking about as well. They're up to 50 firings now, and this isn't a traditional reduction in force or they're doing layoffs because they got profit issues. This is they're flat out firing employees for bringing their political views to the workplace. And at first, when I first heard the story, I thought, well, we often talk politics in the newsroom, and I'm sure there's a lot of places where people talk politics at work. They have to, or they just become, you know, hot-headed over politics. But in this case, as I watched videos out of San Francisco, they're staging sit-ins. And in one case, they infiltrated the CEO's office and staged a sit-in and then did a live broadcast about their views. They're specifically concerned about this AI contract that Google has. It's a billion-dollar contract that Google has with the Israeli government and the Israeli military. It does something regarding facial recognition, and their beliefs are that it is fueling what they call genocide in Gaza, and they want Google to stop that contract and stop that project. But instead, what Google is saying is you can't bring your politics like this to the workplace, and they're firing them. Mm-hmm. So what are our legal rights? What crosses the line? Maybe you'd say, well, being in the CEO's office and broadcasting live.
Demanding action. I mean, they're not just expressing their views. They're demanding company action.
That's right. They want
them
to.
Is not their place.
They've crossed the line there. Yeah. But where is that line legally for workers? We're going to ask KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas to weigh in on this debate. And we're also going to keep an eye on, see if Google fires more employees.
I know one right they have, and that certainly is to go work somewhere else.
Yeah, that's right.
If you don't like it. Yeah. Dave and Debbie coming up, of course, with Dave and Dujanovic, top of the hour. This portion of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Revere Health.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Andy?
Amanda, apparently, according to several of our listeners, this slowdown we've got between Lehigh and Point of the Mountain is due in large part to a helicopter that's kind of hovering over IKEA. And everyone's looking at it. So we've got delays along Bangor coming up to I-15. We've got delays on I-15 from Lehigh all the way over Point of the Mountain to the Bangor overpass. And then the delays just magically end right after that. Heather?
No such delays in Weber and Davis counties. Pretty much all of your major freeways are running at speed right now, including I-84 through the mountains, I-15 and Legacy Parkway. Some of the city streets have a bit of congestion, like where US 89 and Harrison Boulevard in South Ogden meet. Eric?
Heading north on Foothill Drive, you've got some slowdowns, as you might usually do this time of the morning. From I-80 and the 215 East Belt, heading up in patches, is going to be slow all the way up to the University of Utah. I-80 out into the mountains, that looks good for eastbounders. Westbound through Sugar House, that's also in good shape. And along the Wasatch Back, no problems this morning on US 40 between Heber City and Park City. Beat the spring cleaning rush and call Zero Res. Get 3 rooms plus a hallway Zero Resified for $99. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, 74 today, partly cloudy skies. We bump it up to 80 degrees tomorrow, mostly sunny. And then a little low pressure system moves into Arizona, bringing in a couple of thundershowers possible on Thursday, high of 69. A following low out of the Gulf of Alaska on Friday, chance for rain 58. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, slight chance for a sprinkle, 60 the high. Rebounding to 63, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday 70, mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Still 54 degrees downtown with all those clouds. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Party on the plaza tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. It's right next to us here at the Delta Center, and there'll be a big party for the new NHL team coming to town. And our own Jeff Kaplan will be doing his show, broadcasting live from 3 to 7 from the plaza. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Come down and see us tomorrow.
Yeah, and so if you can't be there, you can kind of live it vicariously on your way home in the car, which is a lot of fun. KSL News Time 822. This hour of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Zero Res, and that means our buddy Jake Stone is back with us. Amanda, have your allergies been bad already this year?
Oh, yeah. My allergies have been terrible this year.
Jake, you mentioned something that I hadn't thought about. You should be able to get away from your allergies in the house, but some of that pollen might actually be hibernating in our carpets.
Yes. Our carpet is our biggest filter in our home. And a lot of people think that and say, oh, wow, okay, great. Well, what I probably need to do is get rid of all my carpet. I would like to challenge that, because if you get rid of all your carpet, you're not going to be able to get rid of all of that pollen in your home, right? The air quality in our home is actually close to 5 times worse indoors than it is outdoors. So if you're trying to escape the allergies and you go indoors, it's not going to help. You need to get your air ducts cleaned. You also need to get your carpets cleaned.
This is why I have you come so regularly, is that not only because of my allergies, but I have a son with asthma, and I want to keep the quality of the air at tip-top shape. So I do have my air ducts and my carpets cleaned regularly, and I can speak to just how much it benefits the air quality in my home.
Totally. And we like to call the air ducts the lungs of the home. And so if your air ducts aren't cleaned, everything else is going to suffer from it, right? You're going to have, you know, your countertops dirty, your carpets are going to get more dirty, and just breathing in your home isn't going to be as easy. So if you're wanting to improve your in-home health, starting with your air ducts is a great place to start.
Yeah.
Right now we're running an awesome offer. It's 25% off of cleaning your air ducts.
All right. Give us that number again. Is it 25% or $25 off?
25% off of cleaning your air ducts, but for carpet cleaning, it's $25 per room. You have to clean at least four rooms, but it's $25 per room on the carpet. And then 25% off of cleaning your air ducts. It's 801-288-9376. You got to give us a call today or tomorrow. It only lasts, so call right now while you're thinking about it, or go to ZeroRes.com.
ZeroRes.com.
Common Spirit Health, hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
A partner is someone you can rely on, someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Dave and Dujanovic.
We've talked a lot about the weight loss drugs out there, like Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy. It can help get your diabetes under control, but we're also learning that it might help you get pregnant. The unexpected outcomes of weight loss drugs today on Dave and Dujanovic.
We are watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio, and it is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Flight attendants and other non-union workers at Delta Airlines will be getting a 5% raise. The airline is boosting starting pay for all its U.S. jobs to at least $19 an hour. The pay raises come as Delta braces for another attempt by a union to represent its flight attendants.
We got a lot of Delta workers out there may be on their way to work to the airport this morning, cheering right now. Applebee's is getting ready for the NFL draft this weekend by announcing a deal. The restaurant says they will offer 20 free wings with a $40 online purchase made anytime between Thursday and Saturday.
The U.S. Federal Trade Commission is blocking another merger. This time it's between two luxury brands. The parent company of Coach is trying to buy the owner of Michael Kors. The FTC says it would eliminate competition and could reduce wages and benefits among employees.
Could we have two up days in a row? We're working on it. After a good close yesterday, the Dow is up another 152. The S&P closing in on a full percentage gain, and the NASDAQ is up 1.3%, almost up 200.
A huge swatch of I-15 is slowing now from 2100 North in Lehigh up to the Bangor exit. What's going on there? We'll find out next on KSL.
Hello, I'm Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. Our skyrocketing national debt is the greatest risk to the American dream. We can fix America's debt crisis, but not with politicians who are more worried about their next election than America's next generation. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed. That's lower than most big box stores. These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury.
On the go, wherever you go, stay in the know with KSL News Radio. Get the KSL News Radio app and stream Tim and Amanda and Jeff Kaplan live mornings and afternoons. Or catch talk when you want. Podcast Dave and Debbie and Boyd Matheson. Check the movie show for a night out and the KSL Greenhouse Show before gardening. The App Store is the first place you go to get the app for KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 8:29, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Any problems, Andy?
Yeah, we got a big slowdown on I-15 from basically 2100 North in Lehigh over Point of the Mountain. There is a crash to the left in Lehigh just before Timpanogos Highway. That's not the cause of the delay, but it is contributing to it. And then the slowing breaks up after the Bangor Highway on-ramp in Draper. And we got a lot of delay coming over to the freeway, too, this morning on both 104th at Redwood and 114th at Redwood. Heather?
In Weber County, 5600 South and Roy has some of your slowest traffic right now. This is all heading eastbound away from 3500 West toward the railroad tracks. If you make it all the way over to I-15, you're actually going to have a good drive on the freeways. Occasionally, we have some slowdowns as you head south closer to downtown Salt Lake. But right now, you have no delays on US 89, I-84, or Legacy Parkway. Eric?
Folks in Utah County trying to seek an alternative to going on I-15, getting stuck in a massive delay going into Salt Lake County. You can use Redwood Road, but that's going to be pretty slow, too, from Saratoga Springs all the way up to the Port of Rockwell intersection. Now, past that, it's clear driving through Bluffdale and Riverton, but you're in for a long delay there. And you've got your usual eastbound delays heading away from Saratoga Springs on Lehigh's Main Street and Pioneer Crossing. The best-kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Now through April 30th, save $20 off every annual pass level. 162 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like we'll have a high of 74 today, 80 tomorrow, and then that front moves in. We'll have thunderstorms Thursday and Friday. Lots of rain those 2 days. Right now, downtown, 54 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News.
A vote is expected at some point today in the U.S. Senate that would approve a foreign aid package sending billions to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
But Utah Senator Mike Lee is among the loudest voices speaking against the bills. We begin our team coverage with ABC's Perry Russum in Washington, who says $60 billion in the package would go to help Ukraine fight against the Russian invasion.
Republican Congressman Tom Keene in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv yesterday.
I'm confident that with the stringent oversight and accountability measures in place to ensure that our aid is not subject to fraud, corruption, or diversion, and once on the battlefield, we know that U.S.-provided weapons will be put to good use.
Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the bill's approval in the House a life-saving decision. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
Utah Senator Mike Lee is among the loudest voices in the Senate trying to get the aid package voted down. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continuing our team coverage.
Senator Mike Lee tells Fox News he's disappointed House Republicans are essentially breaking ranks and missing the chance to force a new border deal.
We started saying months ago, Ukraine doesn't get another dime, especially until such time as the border is secure, until Congress has passed legislation to force Joe Biden's hand. And that didn't happen.
Lee fought hard against the last proposed border deal that fellow Republicans had tied to Ukraine aid. Now he's urging at least 40 of his Senate colleagues to join him in voting no. It's going to take 60 senators voting yes for this bill to pass. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Part of the bill package before the Senate would also force the sale of TikTok from its Chinese owners, or the app would face a ban in the U.S. TikTok has been spending millions in ad campaigns asking users to contact their lawmakers to argue against the bill's passage.
Students at several college campuses across the nation are finding themselves between dueling protests. Here's ABC's Lionel Moise.
Tensions boiling over as pro-Palestinian protests spread to more college campuses from coast to coast.
You have been warned by New York University to leave the area.
Police in riot gear dismantling encampment at New York University, arresting multiple people accused of ignoring a deadline to disperse. Police and the school describing disorderly, disruptive, and antagonizing behavior that has interfered with the safety and security of our community.
At least two dozen people were arrested at NYU, while over 100 were arrested at Columbia.
There's a growing number of people calling for Mitt Romney to be the next president of Harvard.
This whole idea started with a Washington Post op-ed written by Daniel Rosen, the president of the American Jewish Congress, who proposed Senator Romney lead Harvard and, quote, clean it up. He continued noting, while many at the university likely won't share Romney's political views, he believes Romney could combat what he calls, quote, unchecked anti-Semitism on campus. And then just yesterday, Senator John Fetterman, a fellow Harvard alum, shared that op-ed on X saying, quote, I co-sign. Romney is retiring from the Senate at the end of this term, the former Massachusetts governor and Harvard alum has yet to comment on the idea. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
After the deaths of two e-scooter riders in less than a month, safety concerns are top of mind. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
A report from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission found 111 e-scooter riders were killed between 2017 and 2022. Most of those deaths were because of car accidents or control issues. Of all the e-scooter injuries during that time frame, only 13% of riders wore helmets. Safety experts say you should always wear helmets and reflective clothing while riding, check to make sure the e-scooter is in good working condition, and be aware of your surroundings.
The report says scooter riders should follow the same rules of the road as cyclists.
KSL weather with Matt Johnson. It's starting to heat up.
St. George hit their first 90-degree day yesterday on Monday, and it's not far from the average normal first appearance of 90 in Washington County. That's usually around April 29th. For contrast, last year we hit it about April 30th, so we come about a week early this year.
Salt Lake City should see a high today of 74 degrees.
Time again for First Look Traffic, and Andy, a few trouble spots.
Yeah, the biggest one is the delay on I-15 from Lehigh all the way over Point of the Mountain and into Draper, taking people an extra 20 to 30 minutes of travel time, unfortunately. That's just to get into the valley. We've got a lot of slowing on Redwood, trying to get up from Lehigh into Salt Lake County. We've had slowdowns. Now we have some odd southbound delay creeping in between 7200 and 90 south in Sandy. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Dating apps say they are beefing up their safety features.
Tinder's Share My Date feature allows users to send their dates' pictures to family and friends along with all the meetup information. Match.com has a system that alerts emergency contacts if a date is going badly. And Utah lawmakers are actively working on legislation that will increase accountability on the apps. But USU senior Nicole Griggs says these are all good steps that are being made, but that doesn't mean she can let her guard down.
I think it's amazing and great and does help me kind of take a sigh of relief, but personally, I'm just going to take my own precautions.
Griggs says even with added features, she always meets her date in a public location and keeps in contact with friends throughout the date. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
A deal between multiple cities and Rocky Mountain Power has been ended that would have created a group of renewable energy sources. Mill Creek Mayor Jeff Silvestrini says it was a public-private partnership with the power company, having the goal to bring 100% renewable power to their communities by 2030.
They have the expertise to know what they're looking for, what fits into their grid. You know, they're obviously have more expertise in negotiating for and purchasing.
The remaining communities still plan to pursue renewable power, but Silvestrini admits it will slow down their efforts.
A well-known concert series was almost canceled in Salt Lake City, but the public convinced the city to let the show go on. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
According to Building Salt Lake, 81-year-old Carolyn Tucanis was ordered by the city to stop hosting her summertime backyard concerts in her home on 15th and 15th. Musicians would perform, there'd be a potluck, and it was a good time for those attending, which is why after the city gave the order, people came together and were able to reverse that decision. So this summer, Tucanis' concerts will be more private and more scheduled. And since the announcement, her neighbors and friends have shown an outpouring of excitement for the summer concerts and the music that'll be performed. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Add about 30 minutes of extra time, unfortunately, to your drive from Lehigh to Draper right now. That's northbound I-15. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Listen to KSL for news to get exactly what you want.
Stories about what's going to affect me.
Traffic. If I want to know now, I'll go to KSL Radio.
Hear the important stories, the stories that affect you.
On KSL News Radio.
Howdy, folks. It's me again. And surprise, it's tomato frenzy time at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Right now, all large-sized tomato plants are only $2.99 each. That's half price and grown from seed right here at J&J. And while you're here, pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil to help strengthen your vegetable garden for only $5.98 a cubic foot bag. So come to the Tomato Frenzy Sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton, where they have the best products at the best price and the best employees, too. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J.
J&J Garden Center.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. A lot of people ask me, how did you come up with the "We love you" in our ads? Well, my mom used to call me every week to help her with her Facebook, her email, and her webcam. She uses her webcam to talk to all her siblings and grandkids in California and all across the country. I really loved helping her with her computer needs. And then she said to me, you know, a lot of people would appreciate this kind of personal service and care. If you treat customers with that same love and care that you treat me with, they'll keep coming back. And that's how my mom came up with PC Laptops. We love you. If you want to experience that same love and care as my mom does, just get into PC Laptops, where all of our computers come with a lifetime service guarantee, and they start from only $49 a month with zero interest for a year on approved credit. Just go to PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you.
8:39, traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, North 15 delays continue to be an issue. Lehigh from 2100 North all the way up. It's worst up to the point of the mountain. And then near the Bluffdale exit, it comes to an actual stop again. But going up past Bangor Highway, once you really pass the IKEA, it looks like you're back to the full speed limit. And that'll go all the rest of the way northbound through downtown. But we've got some southbound slowing on the right lanes trying to get off at 90 south. It's backing onto the main flow. Heather?
No problems in Weber and Davis counties. At least no accidents reported. Now, earlier we did have rain showers move through the area, so that really slowed things down coming out of Ogden. But right now you're at speed southbound I-15 from Ogden all the way into North Salt Lake. But then you'll see some brake lights between Beck Street and downtown. Eric?
Northbound Foothill Drive is a bit slow from I-80 and the 215 eastbound all the way up to about 1700 south, and then it thins out and gets a little bit better going up towards Sunnyside and eventually the University of Utah campus. I-80 out in the mountains for eastbounders, no problems right now. A little bit of congestion as you exit at Kimball Junction and then further south on 224 as you get near the Canyons area. But getting into Park City from US 40, no problems this morning for westbounders on Kearns Boulevard. Monster winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see. Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free windstorm assessment today. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, a mix of sun and clouds today, but beautiful 74 degrees. 53 overnight, that's mild for this date in April. We'll go 80 tomorrow and mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sun finally got through those clouds out there and it's warmed up a notch, 55 degrees.
Those algae blooms have been a real problem at Utah Lake for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, so many people love to recreate down there or live in that area and have just thought, what is it going to take to fix this? Well, we have the solution, we think, and we'll share it with you more with Adam Small just ahead.
Stay with us, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Zero Res. Jake Stone is back with us this morning. I'm going to start by giving that number, Jake, because you surprised us with a deal this morning that I want to make sure our listeners don't miss out on. 801-288-9376. That's 801-288-ZERO. Now, tell them why they should call that number.
Yes. Give us a call. We're doing $25 per room. It's a four-room minimum, but $25 per room to get your carpets cleaned. And you've got to take advantage of that. That does not last. That's today and tomorrow. But also 25% off of your air ducts.
I love these flash sales because, you know, sometimes people will put it off and then they'll think, well, if I can do four rooms for $100, why not do it today? Because the carpets took a beating over the winter.
Absolutely, right? The kids, the pets, they're coming in and out. It gets hammered with the snow and the salts and the muds and everything coming in. And just also the germs, right? Like I'm a person that doesn't really love to take my shoes off, right? I just like that it's more comfortable on my feet. And so we tend to do that, but we get our carpets cleaned regularly because you don't know what you're bringing in onto those carpets, and those carpets do their job. They're a filter, they hide things, and we've just got to get them professionally cleaned.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm busy cleaning up the backyard. I don't have time to come in and try and do this myself, and I don't think I could do it for less money than you're offering right now, for sure.
No, exactly. Take the weight of some of this spring cleaning off of yourself, right? I think, Amanda, you might even said, we're the only people you call for spring cleaning, and we love that. We want to come in. We want you to take a relaxing break and allow us to do the heavy lifting. And I promise you, you're going to see the way we do it and realize, oh my heck, it looks so much easier that way. Let's just not worry about it in the future. Give us a shot if you've been thinking about it. $25 per room, four room minimum, but $25 per room on the carpet and 25% off of air duct cleaning.
Such a great deal, but it's today and tomorrow only at 801-2880. That's 288-9376, or go to zerores.com.
79 missionaries trapped and penniless inside Germany borders with war days away.
From director T.C. Christensen
comes Escape from Germany.
In theaters now.
Tickets at escapefromgermany.com.
KSL News Time, 845. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah Senator Mike Lee is urging 40 of his Senate colleagues to vote against a new aid package that could send $60 billion to Ukraine. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, two people have died while riding e-scooters in Salt Lake City in the past month.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
I-15 traffic is still backed up from Lehigh to Draper, and then additional slowdowns now showing up near the 33rd South exit, and maybe a pothole in traffic or something causing delays on South 15 trying to leave downtown between 13th South and 21st South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The warm-up continues with 70s today, 80s tomorrow, then changes. I'm Matt Johnson.
54 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Prosecutors in Donald Trump's criminal trial arguing right now that Trump's social media posts were a clear violation of the gag order in the case. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse with more.
Prosecutors have said they've identified 10 social media posts by Trump that were disparaging of witnesses like Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, and that, they said, violated the judge's gag order against verbally attacking witnesses. Prosecutors said it has to stop because it could have a chilling effect on people coming forward. And so they want Trump fined $1,000 for each offending post, a total of 10 grand.
The Senate preparing to vote later today on the House's foreign aid bills, money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, all included in one big package, along with a requirement that the Chinese owner of TikTok sell the app within a year. Protests against the war in Gaza ramping up at college campuses. 150 arrests made at NYU last night. This is ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Harmful algal blooms have been causing problems in Utah's lakes and reservoirs for years.
But a new water treatment plant in Provo could help reduce some of the blooms that show up in Utah Lake each summer. Joining us live in studio is KSL News Radio's Adam Small. How would this help, Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, so basically what this new water treatment plant would do, first off, it's replacing a pretty outdated one that was built in the 1950s that's still currently in use. Basically what it does is it treats millions of gallons of water. It would come through every day when it is finished. This is what it will do. There are nutrients in that water that actually help feed and produce algae and harmful algal blooms once that water reaches Utah Lake. This treatment plant, officials are saying, would remove up to 80% of those algae feeding nutrients from the water before it even reaches Utah Lake. And over time, as we see water come down from the Provo River as it feeds Utah Lake over time, they're hoping that all the nutrients that feed those algal blooms will eventually move down, make their way downstream towards the Jordan River and the Great Salt Lake. And over time, we'll see a clearer Utah Lake.
Help me understand. I've had a hard time wrapping my brain around this today. So we're talking about water that's coming through the city system to Utah Lake, and it's always been filtered? It's just an old system at this point.
Yeah, so it's a wastewater system, and I don't know the level of like what filtration has done. Obviously, I mean, we can't send like raw wastewater straight into the freshwater system, but so it's treated in some way. But it sounds like this new updated system, according to our colleagues over at KSL.TV, it sounds like it's a little more beefed up, where it's actually going to be able to filter out more and actually target some of those algae feeding nutrients, which, I mean, we've talked about cleaning up Utah Lake for years, and it seems like this is something right up that alley, which could be a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, because it seems like, I don't know, you probably know better than I do, Tim, it seems like this has been a problem for decades, ever since I moved here.
Well, when you think about it, how old you say it is? 70 years?
Yeah, so the current system was built in the 1950s, so yeah, about 70 years.
Technology's changed a little bit since then, but this algal bloom is not a laughing matter. I mean, it's dangerous to kids that are swimming and pets that may get into it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you're talking about, and I mean, I haven't been on Utah Lake myself. I've driven past it like everyone else on I-15. But I mean, you're talking about people that like boating, fishing on Utah Lake, things like that. When these algal blooms really start to peak out in the summer, you're talking this gets in the way of anyone wanting to do almost anything on Utah Lake. So, and again, this system isn't fully operational yet. It's likely going to start being fully ramped up by, I believe it was March of next year. And the director of the Division of Water Quality, John Mackey, told KSL TV, he's like, hey, give this a couple of years. We're going to need some time for this to really start filtering the water that's coming through. But I mean, given 2 or 3 years time, I mean, we could be seeing a much healthier Utah Lake in the summertime when we see these algal blooms.
Which would benefit not just us, but all those businesses that depend that part of the state. All right. Terrific. Thank you, Adam, for reporting on that.
That is the in-depth this morning at 15 and 45. And at 8:49, let's get a look at the roads. And it's getting ugly out there in some places. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Where are we looking at here, Andy's? That's Point of the Mountain.
Yeah, that's the drive from Lehigh to get into Draper where it is backed up like we have a crash, even though as far as we can tell, we don't have a crash in the Draper portion. We do have one in the Lehigh portion just before you get to Timpanogos Highway, but delays continue even past the crash pretty thick. We've also got slowdowns coming towards I-15 on Bangor Highway for almost a mile. And South 15 is pretty backed up coming down from 215 down towards 90 South. Heather?
You're mostly at freeway speed, southbound I-15 from Ogden to North Salt Lake, but you do hit the brakes right around Beck Street all the way into downtown Salt Lake City. And then we have a crash reported out in West Point. This is at the intersection of 4000 South, 3500 West. Not seeing a whole lot of delay in that area, but there's not a lot of traffic there either. Eric?
In Utah County, other than the accident or the delays that we've been talking about heading up towards Point of the Mountain, everything else looks good on the freeway. No problems there. City streets down in Provo filling in a little bit, as is 800 North in Orem, but the major city street congestion continues to be in the usual spot, eastbound Pioneer Crossing, Lehigh's Main Street. Not so much on 2100 North this morning, but you do have plenty of northbound slowing Redwood Road as folks try to find an alternate to get up into the Bluffdale Riverton area. Live at the Eccles presents Tony Award winner Ben Platt at the Eccles Theater July 16th and 17th with special guest Brandy Clark. Tickets for Ben Platt's The Honeymine Tour at liveeccles.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with two warm days, then we dial it back. Partly cloudy today with a high of 74. Tomorrow, 80 degrees and mostly sunny skies. 69 for your Thursday, and we've got a chance for thundershowers. Looks like the wetter day is Friday. Chance for rain, 58 the high. 60 mostly cloudy on Saturday. We'll jump to 63 partly cloudy on Sunday. How about Monday? Back to 70 degrees and mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And let me see, right now it's 54 degrees downtown, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
KSL News Time, 8:52.
Do you know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day? At slcfatloss.com, we know the secret. Our unique weight loss program makes it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back naturally, safely, and effectively. If you'd like to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, no exercising, no prepackaged meals, no surgery, and no injections with a risk of serious side effects, go to slcfatloss.com now to schedule your free consultation in person or virtually.
I'm Dave Noriega, and with Salt Lake City Fat Loss, I lost 57 pounds in 60 days, and I feel amazing. For a limited time, you can get $200 off when you mention my name, Dave Noriega. Just go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com.
Many clients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. That's up to a pound per day. For your free private weight loss consultation, call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com. Results may vary.
This is Lisa Nichols from Intermountain Health with Your Life, Your Health. Parents-to-be spend months getting ready for a new baby's arrival. One plan parents can make to get them through stressful times is being prepared to handle a crying baby. A crying baby that can't be soothed, no matter what you do, is a common stress for parents, and it's the number one trigger for shaken baby syndrome. This is preventable, and stressed parents are not alone. Parents should know it's okay to gently place baby in a crib and leave the room to take a moment for themselves. A plan to respond is recommended,
including designate a supportive, trusted person or group you can talk to about anything. Be sure to tell them they are your safe person so they can be ready to help. If you don't have a safe person or they can't be reached when you need them, contact the National Parent Helpline. Callers get free emotional support from counselors trained to help stressed parents. The service is offered in several languages. Go to a crisis respite nursery. These are free, short-term, safe places for parents to drop off children up to age 11. They're available at all family support centers throughout the state. Write down the plan and keep it close by. This plan will be a welcome safety net for parents and their children when needed. I'm Lisa Nichols with Intermountain Health on KSL News Radio.
Dave and Ujinovic.
We've talked a lot about the weight loss drugs out there, like Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy. It can help get your diabetes under control, but we're also learning that it might help you get pregnant. The unexpected outcomes of weight loss drugs today on Dave and Ujinovic.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Half of Americans are planning to take a vacation this summer, and 36% of them say they'll be paying for it with a credit card. That's according to a survey from Bankrate. Vacation expenses, by the way, up about 3% from last year.
I didn't know there was another way to do that.
I didn't either, quite frankly.
The retailer Express will permanently close over 100 of its stores across two brands as the company files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The retailer is the parent brand of Up West and Bon Bons, which will also be affected.
Kroger and Albertsons are selling more stores now that their attempted merger is in limbo. The companies are ridding themselves of the extra stores to ease worries over the $25 billion merger and increase competition.
Your money at this moment, the Dow is up 232. That's 0.6%. We're at 38,472. S&P's up 52. That's 1%. The Nasdaq up 216. That's 1.4%.
Tough sledding. I mean, it is, many times coming around the point of the mountain, but started with an accident. Now we've got some real slowdowns there. An extra 20 or 30 minutes to get into downtown. We'll check it all coming up next. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you in part by Zero Res. Jake Stone is back with us again. And what a fantastic deal today. Not just on carpet cleaning, Jake, you've also got a deal for air ducts.
Yes, and we're so excited about it. Again, the air ducts are like the lungs of our home, and it just impacts everything else, keeping everything else clean. But we've got to get them cleaned. And it's 25% off right now. But that's not going to last. You got to call today or tomorrow. But also the offer on carpet. And it's so good. $25 per room. There's a four-room minimum, but it's $25 per room. And, man, if you're thinking about getting your home clean, there is no maximum. Clean as many rooms as you'd like. Let's get the spring cleaning done. You sip some lemonade, and we'll take care of the inside of your home and make sure that that carpet is super clean.
I remember before I had my air ducts clean last time, I used to look if the sun was coming through the window and I'd see all these little specks, you know, dancing in the air. And then I had my air ducts clean and I did have to dust like one quarter as much as I did before.
That's exactly right. If you're noticing the dust, honestly, the best measure is if it's been over a year and a half since you've had your air ducts cleaned last, or even if you've had new construction, some of the worst cleanings we've seen are homes where we come in right after new construction, whether it's a remodel or if your home's brand new. Some of the things that lurk in those vents can be astonishing. So get your air ducts cleaned if you've never done it, or if it's been over 18 months since the last time you've done it.
So you're saying if it's been 28 years, you need to send your people here with hazmat suits to my house. We have never had our air ducts clean, which is crazy. I hate to almost admit that.
Absolutely. Kim, let's get it done. Let's coordinate. We want to help take care of it. But yes, we've got to get it done. That timing is going to be crucial, and it's going to massively impact the health that you feel in your home. It's going to feel completely different.
Yeah, that's way past due for sure. And, you know, I love that people can save money. It's today and tomorrow only. It's a flash sale with Zero Res. Remind us what that sale is, Jake.
$25 per room for carpet cleaning. That lasts today or tomorrow. There's a four-room minimum, but you can clean as many rooms as you'd like, or 25% off of your air duct cleaning.
Zero Res, spell it backward or forward. It is the right way to clean. Just go to ZeroRes.com.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio has you covered, keeping you informed on the latest breaking news, weather, traffic, sports, and more. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, Alexa, open KSL News Radio. Or listen on the KSL News Radio Listen app. Text the word app to 57500. KSL News Radio, we have you covered.
8:59, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, traffic still jammed. In fact, I'm watching, looks like a trooper or somebody trying to weave their way through the backups on I-15 between Lehigh and Draper. And we've got additional slowdowns from 53rd South up to 33rd South. Haven't been able to see something, but there's a crash or something where 33rd South merges onto the main flow, because this is way too much delay for there not to be a crash of some sort heading towards downtown. Heather?
The only slowdowns coming out of Davis County is southbound I-15 between the North Interchange and downtown Salt Lake. Eric?
Heading out to Park City, no problems on I-80. It's starting to bunch up a little bit more on Foothill Drive if you're going up to the University of Utah campus, but not as bad as we've seen in some days. Beat the spring cleaning rush and call Zero Res. Get three rooms plus a hallway, Zero Resified for $99. Visit Zero Res. com and book your appointment today. Zero Res. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Going to look for a high today of 74 degrees. A little sunshine helping to warm things up now. 55 in Salt Lake.
Tim, you have a wonderful day. We'll see you back here in the morning.
All right. You have a good day, too. KSL News time now, 9 o'clock.